I better keep my day job.
We are here for episode four of Doll Talk Unfiltered.
Doll Squad.
Doll Talk.
Doll Squad.
Doll Squad.
Doll Squad.
I thought it was Doll Talk.
Wrong.
Wow. All right. I guess I need some more coffee today.
That's a different.
It's been a night.
That's a different podcast.
That's a different podcast. Oh, my goodness.
Doll Squad. Unfiltered. We're here for it.
All right.
Episode four.
What are we covering today? We're covering a lot. We've got
shrooms,
new launches.
Baby.
We're going to talk about mushrooms. My
yes.
favorite product of the year is launching. Like, I've already used
she
three.
She won't even let me talk about it.
No, I'm talking about it. I've already used three containers of this, three bottles. I am obsessed with it beyond words. And we're gonna talk about why. You have a new launch that you're excited to talk about.
I am. Very excited to talk about my launch.
Your upcoming schedule, which is a little wild.
It's good.
And we're gonna get into some Q&A, like we always do.
Yeah, I love that.
All right, let's do it.
So wait, how was your week?
My week was, honestly, my week, can I be honest?
Yeah.
It's been like a fucking train wreck.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
It's just been a lot of shit.
What's the matter?
Like, the girls aren't sleeping. Brian decided he's taking Landon snowboarding. Like,
well, that's good.
My hot water heater wasn't working
yesterday.
That's not good. Like, you know, just shit.
Was it just the pilot? The light? The pilot for the hot water heater?
I haven't fixed it.
Probably just the light. I have to tell you guys this.
Just
okay, ready?
Shit.
I am Lee's auto mechanic.
Oh my God, yes.
I am now Lee's home mechanic. I got to teach you this stuff.
You do.
Emily knows how to do it. She's got her own tool bag.
Well, Emily, I don't have my own tool bag. I am as handy as a foot.
We need to teach you about these things. I bet the pilot light just went out.
No, I don't think so. He had to do something. I don't know. It happens like pretty regularly, unfortunately. So I've just been like pretty tired, you know? It's been like a tiring week.
I still think with the change in the time zone, it still messes up your circadian rhythm.
Good.
I think it screws you up, and I think people like struggle to get back. I think it's stupid. Your body knows what time it is. Like freaking clock shit.
I know, I agree. How was your week?
I don't even know what I did.
It's already Thursday. I will say the bright side is
I had a show
the
last
week
night.
Has gone by really fast.
Yeah, really fast.
You had a show?
Yeah, a show with Jane. Last night.
Really?
I did.
I was watching.
It was great.
I was watching HSN last night.
It was Q2. Oh, you're watching Amy.
Yeah,
on,
I was watching Amy.
I love her. Do not love her.
I love Amy.
That
she's
girl is
so
the absolute best.
Beautiful. And she has such good style.
And she is. The thing with Amy.
She's a kind human.
We're talking about Amy. If you guys watch HSN, we are talking about Amy, the
Amy Morrison.
Yeah, the beauty host at HSN. And she is a stunning. I mean, and she is, I've seen her with and without makeup. I've seen her come in like hair in a ponytail and a pair of sweatpants to being like glammed up in 4-inch high heels. That woman, stunning with, without, but inside even prettier.
I know.
Like,
she's just a lovely person.
She's a package.
It's rare that you meet people like that. But anyway, I was watching her last night on Beauty Report. I didn't even know you were on.
Yeah, I was on Q2 with Jane, who was fabulous, by the way. I love my Janie.
What were you guys talking about?
I had the TCE powdered foundation on last night.
Oh.
On Q2.
Fancy.
Well, I missed Jane. Last week I was on with Courtney, mm-hmm. and Jane was on vacation. So I missed her, and she asked me, can I do her Q2 show? And I'm like, of course. You know, I would never say no to Jane.
So you had to go down for that, or you were here?
No, I just popped in the studio.
Oh, okay.
I popped in the studio and did it here. So that was it. Nothing else really going on, to be real honest. Like, it was like this. I don't even know. I don't even know what day it is. I saw my
baby. How's he doing?
Good. I love that baby. He's the cutest thing in the entire world.
He's going to be 4 this year.
He is going to be 4.
Wow.
So I went Easter shopping for him.
That's crazy.
I went Easter shopping for him. This past weekend. And it's funny because, well, I went with his pop, which is Bob. It's a Bob Chronicle.
It's
a Bob Chronicle.
Yes, we haven't had a Bob Chronicle in a long time.
And then we'll get into the nitty gritty stuff. But real quick. So I said, I have to go because, you know, everything will be picked over if you know.
That was smart.
So, yeah. So we went and I'm like, okay, pick out some good things for Easton. Ready? Pick out pick out some stuff. I'm going to pick out some stuff because I know what he likes, right? Like, he likes peanut butter cups. He likes salted caramels.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. The ones that are square, the expensive
Reese's?
Ones. No, the expensive ones, like the fancy candy.
What's that?
They're like squares, and they got thin little caramel in them, and you can get it with mint.
I don't know.
It'll come to me. It's tip of the tongue syndrome. I think it begins with a C. It's not Cadbury, but it's something like that.
By the way,
what?
The Cadbury
is not the same in America.
Fake.
Yeah, it's not the same as
Brian
it is
bought
in
it, and
the
I
US.
Took a bite, and I was like,
very waxy here. Well, that will be a podcast. You know what? Here's a really good podcast because it's something that bites my ass.
What's that?
It's the food that we have here and the ingredients that's allowed in the food that we eat that we give ourselves and our children.
Why don't we dive into that right now? Why don't we talk about it?
Allowed in. In Europe, it's banned.
So, like, I'm sorry. Just so that we're clear, are you telling me that our country is poisoning us?
Well, maybe.
Thank you. I knew that.
Well,
already.
Don't look at the sky. But I'm not prepared because I went for that podcast. I really want to be prepared because I want to give you a list of ingredients that I really want you to look at.
You don't need a list. It's everything. Well, starting with the corn and the wheat. That's where all the issues stem from.
Well, yeah, but there's other things like. They
most
don't even sell Skittles in Europe. They won't. It's banned.
Because of the titanium.
But no, it's because it has cancer-causing ingredients. And then stuff that you're giving kids, like red dye number 5.
Yep, causes a lot of neurological
ADHD.
Problems.
ADHD! Hello! And then let's give our kid a pill to calm them down after pumping them full of dye that's making their brain go nuts.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
You sound a lot like me. Have we been hanging out together?
That's another podcast. I wanted to talk about shrooms today.
We'll talk about shrooms. All right.
I'm telling you, that's going to be on, if you guys want to hear about that.
That's my passion project.
That is going to be on the list.
I got a lot of those.
That's going to be on the list in the next 3 or 4 podcasts to talk about. And I'm going to bring you a list of the ingredients, like BHT, all this shit. And you just go, and here's... Oh, my God. I thought that was Angie. I thought that dog...
It is Angie.
I didn't see Angie. I saw the dog running.
Oh. I just see Angie.
Angie came in. Angie, who runs the joint here, she got a puppy. His name's Malfi. It's very cute. And you all know I like dogs. I got my Teeter Friederman here. Right here. That's my boy.
All right. So we'll
he's coming to stay with me, you know.
I know. You told me. So I don't know if you're here next week, Doris. I actually don't think that you are.
No, I'm not here. So you're going to have a stand-in.
So we'll probably skip without you here. So we might not have the podcast for a couple weeks. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. And we'll definitely be talking about the fact that our food system is really effing toxic. And that's why we have a lot of the health issues that we have in this country. It all goes back to the food.
And
that is something that people do not want to hear and that people get upset about, but it's the truth.
Well,
truth hurts.
And also about marketing. So
food
marketing,
totally unregulated.
All the stuff that's eye level too, that's all eye level. Whereas I always tell you in a grocery store, never go to the center of the grocery store. That's like going down cancer aisle. Stay to the outskirts of the grocery store. But if you go down cancer aisle, you know that place.
Well, hold on.
Everything is eye level, processed, and disgusting.
A good quote, and then we'll move on to the next thing.
You know me, I love good quotes.
So we are fed by the food industry. Let me see if I can get this right. We're fed by the food industry that pays no attention to health, and we're medicated by the health industry that pays no attention to food. So you have, and then Big Pharma's on the side, like, profiting off of everybody's sickness.
Do you ever say that thing before you go?
Big food, big ag, and big pharma are, big food and big ag are kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but that's
there's
agriculture.
One more.
Yep.
What am I missing?
Pharma, ag.
Pharma, agriculture, big food. They have the most lobbyist dollars.
Yeah.
They're the most unregulated, as much as everyone's sitting
absolutely.
There going, untrue, true.
True.
And they are responsible for the unbelievable rate of chronic disease that exists in this country. My last thought before we move on. We spend the most on healthcare in this country.
Yeah,
and we're
the
sickest population. And that's not because we have the biggest population. No, that's not the case.
No.
We have the most over-medicated, most owned by lobbyists, and most corrupt government. All right, go ahead.
No, all I have to tell you is, in this is our conference room. So you're seeing the back wall, which is pink. The front is all glass. And Angie got this puppy, and this puppy's going rogue.
He's going wild.
He's going wild.
But you can't see that, guys. But
it's pretty funny. But all right, so it's really interesting. I mean, we could do so many episodes on food and what's in the food.
We get excited and we get off track.
Well, I think you look at so many things that are actually happening. And for instance, I knew this was going to happen, and I'm just going to plant the seed and then I'll leave it alone. You know, the big ship that just took out the bridge down in Baltimore,
I do. And unfortunately, it's very tragic.
A lot.
But
there was a lot of people that died. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get off that damn bridge, right? I don't know what happened. But now that bridge takes a lot of toxic chemicals. That port.
Mm-hmm.
That port takes. Yeah.
It was built for that.
That's right. Takes all that. Interesting enough, all those cargo things, interesting, are all now leaking into the water.
All of the chemicals that were on that ship?
Yeah.
Well, can we just say this?
Leaking into the water.
Can we just say this? I didn't watch it because I don't ever watch crap, but you watched that movie that's on Netflix that was produced apparently by the Obamas.
Leave the World Behind.
That's the opening scene.
Yeah, the opening scene is when a tanker loses the satellite,
humanity.
And it comes up on the thing.
Come on, you're getting close to waking up. The alarm clock's going off.
Here's the thing with that. It's
time to wipe the sleep out of the eyes.
No, look what happened in Ohio.
What happened in Ohio?
Oh, with that the train derailment.
Oh, that was a couple months ago.
That was about a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, listen.
They've never fixed the water supply.
No, they won't.
There's people are all poisoned.
It's not an accident. This is my question to you, okay? How many coincidences until people realize that it's statistically impossible for all of these things to be a coincidence? Do you think that computation is going to...
I just think that takes a lot of critical thinking skills, and sometimes it's easier not to think about them, because if you start thinking about
them... And you have to be responsible.
You have to be responsible, and it also can be depressing, and you can get anxiety from it. So sometimes it's safer just to live in your bubble and live your life.
Well, if you live in fear, but then, you know, that's another podcast, because you could talk about vibrationally, if you're living in a state of fear and anxiety, I mean, that's the worst state that you could ever be living in.
It's not good for your body.
No, it's horrible.
That's why you would do shrooms. You would do microdosing.
Yeah. All right, so why don't we jump into that? You want to?
I don't know.
You didn't get to finish saying what you were
talking about
for Easton for Easter.
Oh, with the Bob Chronicle?
Yeah. Finish the Bob Chronicle.
So
then we'll jump into the shrooms.
I go into the basket, and I'm like looking around, right? Like trying to get some stuff for him, right? Some cute things. Just cute things, because I don't want him to have too much candy.
Right.
I don't want to be, because he loves candy.
Well, guess what?
So what?
All kids do, because it's just as addictive as heroin.
Well, you know what they tell you when you have a baby?
It's just as addictive as heroin.
You know, no, it's actually...
Where's your mic? I'll drop it.
Wait, hang on a second. To quit sugar is harder than to quit heroin.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
So
it's been proven in my studies.
Well, they tell you don't give the babies fruit in the beginning, because mm-hmm. then they'll be addicted to sugar.
That's what I
do.
And
they're not gonna want their vegetables. There's a whole podcast that we could do. Another one. Let's put this down.
Why don't we do a series, a food series?
Here's talk about the food series. When and how you should eat your food.
Food combining?
Yeah. That's a really good one. Most people don't realize if you eat your food a certain way, that it will actually help you stabilize your blood sugar, stabilize your weight fluctuations, which is really good for people that are in menopause.
Yeah.
So how you should eat your vegetables, then your proteins, your sugars.
I think it's so hard because the food industry has sabotaged so much, including fitness advice, for a really long time, and told people that the only thing that matters is calories in and calories out, which could not be farther from the truth, right? So basically, if you listen to traditional dietary advice, they tell you that if you eat a bag of Oreos and a bag of broccoli, if they're the same amount of calories, it's the same. It's like, no. Not the case at all. So I think we should do a series on food and stuff. But sugar in kids is like, oh man, I used to get into so many fights with family members over that.
Well, I try not, I give him a little bit. Like, he loves Reese's peanut butter cups, and he loves these square chocolates. I can't think of the name of them.
Well, as a grandparent, here's the tough part, right? Because I fought
this. How do you balance that?
Well, no, because I fought this battle. I'm going to fight it again with the girls. It's, we really don't do, I don't really allow him to eat sugar. Very rarely, because you know what happens?
But
once they have a little bit, it's a 3-day fallout. Mommy, I want that for breakfast. I want that for lunch.
Martini.
I want that for dinner. I want more candy. It's honestly, this is going to sound terrible. It would be very similar to like a drug addict and a need. It's like a need for a fix. And
then because it should taste good.
Landon has he would have meltdowns, right? Like if I would say, no, you're not having any more candy. So are Devin and Kate like that with sugar?
No.
Oh, you're then good. You don't have to deal with that. I was like, but give it to my kid.
No, here's what I do though. I always take something when I go to see him.
I know.
I can't help it. I don't care. He likes peach rings, and he likes these, he calls them caramels. He likes his chocolate caramels. And I'll take a little bag, and when I go there, I say, you can have one.
And he's good with that?
Not really. He tries to swindle me. He's pretty good.
Well, I know.
He'll look at me, and he'll go.
Kids are good at that.
He'll go.
And then you can't say no.
TG.
Please.
Just one more.
Oh, sounds just like Landon.
And I'll go like this. I'll go. After you eat your lunch, you may have one more, but then we're picking them up because when then Gigi sees you again, you'll have one for each day, and then you can count them, and then when your bag is done, Gigi be coming that day.
Oh.
But he'll swindle the shit out of you.
I know. They're good at that.
He'll work you like Play-Doh.
But sugar is just so tough. All right, okay, so keep going on the Bob Chronicle. Let's finish this.
Here's the Bob Chronicle really quick. So I go into the grocery basket. Right, it's there, and I'm putting like stupid shit in there, and I don't like toys. You know, I'm at the grocery store, right? Like stuffed animals. I'm looking for like a stuffed animal, all that kind of stuff. Bob's got the old time straw Easter basket, old time, like the bamboo straw shit, like round.
What'd you say to Bob?
Green grass, like green plastic grass.
Yeah.
Jelly beans.
Oh, jelly.
I like jelly beans, but I like the really good jelly beans.
The gourmet.
The gourmet. Yeah. Jelly. What are they called? Jelly something.
No, not Jelly Belly. I hate those.
I don't care. The ones that taste like good shit.
Yeah,
good ones.
Good ones.
Not like his popcorn flavor. His were like Brock's.
Okay. No, those are terrible.
They're so bad. And so I you can't say you suck. Don't pick that shit out. That'll hurt his feelings. So of course I just leave it in there. I buy it and then I just kind of like slide it somewhere else.
You're so nice, Doris. Well, that's going to be an episode that we do one day, too. All your relationship advice.
Oh, gosh. But anyway, so wait. I go to him. I go, now, before we go, you have to pick out an Easter bunny. Pick out an Easter bunny. You can have a chocolate Easter bunny? A chocolate Easter bunny. So that, a couple things, a couple caramels. That's it. And then I wanted to get him like little toys, little things like that he can play with. So he picks out like this lame Brock's like Easter bunny, and it was really interesting because it wasn't so much that he was like picking out this lame stuff. I realized he was picking out his childhood candies. It was interesting.
So you did like a Freudian experiment.
I did a Freudian thing, and then I went like that. I said, "Are these the things that were in your Easter basket when you were growing up?" Because yeah, I love them. And
that's really cute, yeah. Doris.
So what was I going to say? Well, they suck. Put it back.
No, even I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't say that they suck, but I could tell. So, and I said, well, listen, I like that Easter bunny. I said, but he really likes Reese's peanut butter cups. So let's get him a Reese's. That way we don't have too much of the same thing. Can we compromise there? I said, but if you want that chocolate Easter bunny for yourself, you can get it.
Oh, that's sweet. That's really
me being like really nice.
I know. That is nice.
Inside, I'm going, that's what the hell? That's like, it's a
Brock's
bad basket.
Jelly beans.
Brock's jelly beans.
I don't know
really
how I feel about that.
You know that chocolate Easter bunny. I hated the chocolate Easter bunny when I was growing up. It was the grossest chocolate Easter bunny.
I love, and there's like a very divided line on
what
this.
What is it?
And when Chelsea brought them in for us, I couldn't help but eat them.
Peeps.
Peeps.
I hate Peeps.
Fucking love Peeps.
I hate Peeps.
I think they're so good.
Oh my God, I brought them for Easton. I got blue Peeps. I hate Peeps.
Why? Ugh. They're so good.
I hate Peeps.
Oh, whatever.
I don't.
Yeah,
I,
it's a very divided line. That's what I
is.
Said.
And it's a love or a hate. Are you it's guys a very a love or a hate Peeps? All right. We have went around in five, we're like octopuses
yes.
today.
Let's
we have
rain
so
it
many
back.
Tentacles. Let's rein it back in because this episode was to be to shroom or not to shroom or shroom and bloom. You on shrooms. It was all about the mushroom.
The mushroom is very powerful.
The mushroom is
it's heightening human consciousness and making your skin better.
It is also a curative ingredient that comes from Mother Nature, and it is something that I used on my own cancer journey and also my dog's cancer journey when my dog was diagnosed with cancer, had this surgery, couldn't get it all, supposed to die in 3 months, put him on a regimen of shrooms, lived for over a year.
Which is amazing.
Well, in dog's life, that's like 7 years.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's
and,
a long
and
time.
And just a disclaimer, right, is there's a lot of different kinds of mushrooms.
Yes.
And they all do different things.
Yes, they do.
So we're not necessarily going to get into the specifics of that. We're going to talk a little bit more into reishi because that's what we use. And psilocybin, I'll touch on that a little bit just because I think it's relevant.
It is. Real quick, though. I'm not saying that it's going to cure anyone's cancer.
Correct.
But what I am going to tell you, if you are immune compromised, if your immune system is compromised, which means that you're going through some sort of cancer diagnosis or an autoimmune disease, lethargy.
This is going to get good.
All of these things, okay, I would strongly recommend that you get yourself on some shrooms. And you can, believe it or not, you want organic ones. You can, believe it or not, get them from Amazon. And you want them to be Japanese mushrooms, okay? And there's like reishi,
chaga, lion's mane,
snow mushroom. Those would be my four, I would say, a combination. You can go on Amazon and get, health food store.
You can also watch.
You want them to be organic. You want them to be organic. And you want them to be Japanese because, listen, you don't want them coming because you don't want anybody preying on any disease process, right? Like, people prey on illnesses.
Yeah, they do. I mean,
but I'm just going to tell you, even just for your own health benefits, are you tired? Are you menopausal? Are you going through these things? You know, our cells are, you know, as we age, they age too. You know, we kind of get older too. So it's like, you get on that, you can put it in your coffee. You can get it as a powder. You can take a teaspoon of it. Just try it.
You can also
but you gotta
watch,
try it for like 30 days.
Which I think is really interesting. And I always recommend this to people is watching the show on Netflix called Fantastic Fungi because it's Paul Stamets and he's like he's like a genius when it comes to mushrooms. And it'll break down all the different mushrooms for you and what they do. And he talks about his mom. He talks about his mom and her breast cancer and how she supplemented a couple of different things.
Can I tell you something about breast cancer?
Went from stage 4 to nothing. Now, not just the mushroom by itself. You have to watch it.
Yeah. Listen, take all of this as like every human.
Conversational. Yeah. We're not proclaiming anything.
They just did this big study, which is really interesting, how teeth, infected teeth, root canal teeth.
Oh, yeah. That
all this stuff.
They've been talking about that for a while.
Well, this big study.
In the wellness movement.
I know, but this big study just came out about root canals, how it's leaving dead tissue, but how the tooth, there's a big, huge correlation, how the teeth, because the lymphatic system drains down into the breast, and people that have root canals, but which is scary because I have a couple of them, have a higher incidence of breast cancer because of the drainage from the teeth.
Yeah.
So go to the dentist, get your teeth cleaned. mercury fillings, get all this out. Stuff. Yeah.
But you have to go to a very specific kind of dentist to get them out. I mean, we're going like all over the place.
Yeah. All right. Go back to the shoot. I just thought that was really interesting. We were talking about that, but yeah, with breast cancer. So, you know, I have like, I'm all over the place, but anyway.
So one of the things you were talking about just now is autoimmune, right? If you have autoimmune, mm-hmm. which is like a trend word.
So why don't you tell people what that means? Autoimmune.
So autoimmune is basically when the body begins to attack a portion of itself,
right?
For whatever reason that might be. And I just on audiobook finished reading a book, The Autoimmune Cure by Dr. Sarah Saul Gottfried, who's really she's a functional medicine doctor, and she's written like 4 books and they're all fabulous. And her latest one is all about, believe it or not, the connection between trauma and how trauma stores in sure. the body and autoimmune disease.
You know, trauma passes down through generations,
too. It does.
It's in your DNA.
But she really has done a lot of research into the connection between autoimmune issues, which obviously there's a lot of different pathways into autoimmune, right? I think one of them is food, mm-hmm. and another one of them is trauma. But the book that she wrote talks about psilocybin mushrooms and talks about using psychedelics to release trauma that's stored in the body, because there's an adage, I know you love adages, that says our issues are in our tissues. And when you go
love
through,
a good adage, aren't yeah. adages great?
Yeah, they're great.
Makes you think. Because they're adages for a reason.
They're true. So, you know, when you go
through, when the rubber hits the road.
It's a good one. Very applicable to many different things. But when you go through, listen, we all have freaking trauma, okay? As my therapist says, we're not prisoners to it, but we all have some level of trauma. And if you're not yeah. processing it, guess what? It's stuck in your nervous system. It's stuck in your body. And it is affecting you, whether you choose to acknowledge that or not. So it is.
Can you talk about your journey with the psilocybin and talk about like, what it, I think most of the people go, okay, what, okay, first let's really break it down 101. Mm-hmm. What is psilocybin and microdosing? Like, explain it to the person that has no clue what it is.
Okay, so psilocybin is what is known as a magic mushroom.
What type of mushroom is it?
It's called psilocybin.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a very potent.
You can't get it at your grocery store.
You should be able to, and there you can't because it's illegal, because in, you know, my personal opinion, and we'll get into why, it really is going to put a big wrench in the pharmaceutical model of how to treat depression and anxiety with a daily pill, because you don't need to do that, right? So it really threatens that whole system that has such a stronghold on America in society and a large portion of the world. But what it does is, because mushrooms are adaptogens and because they're smart ingredients, in my opinion, they're the smartest ingredient that exists.
Absolutely.
They literally
have
consciousness.
Network. Yeah, they have their, you know, a mushroom can take a dead bog that has no guts. It's dead. And actually move the dead bog to take food and nutrients to the mushroom down the hall, like down in the forest.
Yeah, the network, right? The network,
yeah,
the mycelium.
A dead bog with food down to the next shroom.
They are
pretty
so
crazy, right?
Smart. And so when it comes to the neurological system, which, and the nervous system, which so many of us ignore yeah. and don't pay attention to, but it really runs our lives. Did you know that? So like, stored trauma in your nervous system is your entire personality.
If your nervous
it's your coping
system
mechanisms.
Shuts down, we can talk about cell, we can talk about everything. Your nervous system shuts down, you're dead. Simple as that.
Right. But your nervous
system. Runs your
system,
heart. Runs your.
It's your autonomic.
Autonomic nervous
means
system.
Means it runs on its own.
That's correct.
But then there's your nervous system, which is your coping mechanisms. It's, you know, your fight or flight. It's your attachment style. It's how you are in relationships. It's how you're showing up in the world. It's how triggered you are by different things, right? So all these things can really wreak havoc on a person's life. And so for me personally, what I did, because I have trauma. We don't have to go into it, yeah. but I have some serious trauma, and I think a lot of us do. It's the reality of the world that we live in.
I think everybody has different degrees
really
of trauma
things.
And can be the same, like how people process trauma. Like, people have different, people might, what
Nobody
am I trying to
really
say?
Nobody really knows how to process it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well,
so it stays.
So yeah, it stays. But what I'm saying is that everybody has some sort of trauma, and to what level it can sink you I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I'm just trying to say
can drive
it
your...
doesn't have to be the most severe trauma, but trauma, we...
Well, let's define that for a minute, because a lot of times what happens is...
Because I can't think today.
What, a lot of times what happens is...
I know what I'm trying to say, but I can't say it.
We have childhood trauma, and our subconscious tries to make us forget about it, but that doesn't mean that it's not still driving us. It's not still driving our decisions, our thoughts, our speech, our reactivity. So it's this new paradigm where when you rid the body of the stored trauma, you get rid of the negative frequency, and it's gonna sound crazy, but sorry, I believe it, and you leave yourself opened up to receive the new frequency so that you can become lighter and happier and brighter and not be weighed down by these things that weigh us down because they're pretty heavy and they're pretty dark. So when it comes to mushrooms, what I did was I did something else, another what they call sacred medicine that my sister-in-law introduced me to that really has you moving. It's like a 12-minute experience, and it's called Bufo, and it has you literally physically moving. And you have to do these things with people who are trained in these medicines. Like Dora said, you cannot get these off the street. You can't
you
even get them from
either,
your doctor.
Really, nowadays,
you have
either.
To get them with people who know, and it's usually like sacred medicine keeper, it's healers, it's shaman who can really facilitate these medicines. You can't do them by themselves. So I worked with a group that was fantastic, and you literally move trauma through your body. And it's like a 12-minute experience, and it's very deep. It's not for everybody. It was fantastic for me. And then I supplemented that after that experience with psilocybin. And the psilocybin rewires the neurons in your brain. So what happens when you get depression, when you get sadness, is it the synapses? Is that the right term?
A synapse.
That closes off.
Yeah.
So your brain can't fire.
Then you have this. This is a synapse, and you have this. What goes between here is the synapses.
So the synapses is the messenger carrier.
Yeah.
So what happens is those are not working properly. And it really comes down to like a connection issue in the brain. So what does traditional medicine do? Oh, I'm sad. I'm depressed. Oh, here's an SSRI.
Look, he's sad, depressed.
sorry, Dito. So here's an SSRI. And I'm not knocking this because people need to do what they need to do. I'm simply sharing what worked really well for me and what I think is going to be in the forefront of this new medical paradigm that's coming in the future. So you have to take a pill every single day, an SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And really, I don't know anybody that's ever had phenomenal results with that. Not one person. And I think 3/4 of the country is on them. It, in my experience, numbs you out, takes away your personality, doesn't help with any of the reactive patterns that the trauma drives, and is a really, I think, shitty Band-Aid for a deeper problem. So what the psilocybin does is you microdose. So you have to, again, work with somebody who knows what they're doing and work with somebody who's going to be able to formulate this.
And how do you find someone like that?
So I worked with La Luna Soul Healing Space, and they're actually based here in Pennsylvania. There's a plug for them, but they're a really wonderful group of women, and Antonio, who's a medicine man, who's been trained on this, and his family's been trained on this for centuries. They've been working with this sacred medicine, and they're able to formulate the mushrooms and give them to you in a safe and appropriate microdose. And with microdosing, you don't even know that you've taken anything. It's not like you're going to sit there and hallucinate. I mean, you could if you take too much, but with a microdose, it's such a small amount.
And you take this every day?
So you take it every other day, and you do it for about 8 to 10 weeks. And what it does is it rewires the synapses and the neural connectivities in your brain. And it allows you to be much calmer. It allows you to be much more reactive. It allows you to process the trauma. And so, like with me, my trauma, a large portion of it comes from my son passing. And for a long time, I couldn't like think about that without going right back into the physical state.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So after working with these therapies, the deep sadness and the grief will always be there, but that physical trauma response is not, because it's processed through. So I think with psilocybin,
So when you take this, what's it look? It's a pill?
It's a pill.
A pill. You take it every other day.
You
take it empty stomach, full stomach, doesn't matter.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I've done it on both, and you don't even notice a thing until about 2 weeks in, and you're like, wow, I just feel lighter. I feel calmer. I feel like my nervous system is recalibrating.
So if you are a person, just here's some questions for you. If you are a person that is on some sort of mood inhibitor, or depression or what, anxiety, all of these things that are out there, and there's tons of different kinds. And do you have to wean yourself off of these things?
Can you, So you have to work with Antonio and the team at La Luna Soul so that you're not taking them. Because really what it is it's bringing like an element of consciousness into your body, into your mind.
So like if you're somebody that takes Xanax every day,
you can't
take the Xanax. What if you take the psilocybin and you're on Xanax?
So what will happen after you take the psilocybin is you will not need the Xanax because your body, so that's a really great example, because that anxious reaction is a physical symptom of a really sick nervous system. And when our nervous system is sick, it's not like when you have a cold, when you have a runny nose or you have headaches, right? Like those are physical symptoms of physical sickness within the body. But a lot of times we have sick nervous systems from whatever reason, and an anxiety attack or chronic anxiety or heart palpitations can all be signs of a really sick nervous system. So what the psilocybin is going to do is it's going to help recalibrate that nervous system so that you aren't having those symptoms anymore. You will not need the Xanax. You will not. I mean, I feel that vitamin B12 and magnesium did so much for me in terms of anxiety.
Yep.
But this medicine is, I mean, you won't need it. After 8 weeks, you won't even think about the Xanax because you're like, I don't want to put that into my body. Like I now have this consciousness and I see the world differently and my lens is so filtered that you won't even want it.
Okay, so let's step back. So you say, I see the world differently and my lens is different.
Mm-hmm.
Give me example of pre and post.
Okay, I will give you... Something that like you and I talk about. The biggest one, which I think I just told you about, is you can think about an experience that you might have had and it doesn't send you back into that physical place of fight or flight. So it doesn't, like with me, you know, and you know very intimately the details of Brooke's passing. It's like before I did this, I couldn't think about it without like crying or shaking or shutting down and feeling my heart feel like it was going to beat out of my chest, like in all the same ways that it did the day that it happened. I can now talk about it as a shitty, horrific, horrible part of my life story, but I'm not having those physical symptoms in my body right now.
Okay.
Another thing, a much smaller example of it, is that you just can let shit go. When you have a really sick nervous system, you can't let shit go. You take everything in and you hold on to it so tightly that it literally cripples you in so many ways, in work, in relationships, in home life, right? So like for me, an example is, and you know, because you and I laugh about this shit all the time, like if Brian does something to like piss me off, I'll just like take a page out of Doris's book and be like, who cares? It doesn't matter. Whereas before, yeah. I would just like harp on it, right? You're also just...
So it decreases your harping. It decreases your amount of harping.
Well, here's what it does from a bigger level, what it does is it shows you a newer consciousness. So you kind of look at the world through new eyes and you're just like, that shit doesn't matter. It's not important in the bigger picture, right? So it just shows you the world through a different lens. Does that make sense or not really?
I think maybe you start treating the world with a little bit more grace.
Yes, more grace, more compassion for yourself. Yeah. So all those things. But that was my experience.
After your 8 weeks, then what?
So then again, just out of curiosity,
because
this
most
enough.
People are sitting there, and if you're of my age and stature, and you're sitting there and talk about microdosing or psilocybin, I would look and go, that's drugs. You're a drug addict.
But it's actually not at all.
I'm just telling you, depends on who's watching.
And which is fine.
The wonderful thing about the Doll Squad is that we go from...
So it's something
young
that's...
to older than me. So, and it's... When you grow up in a certain era and genre, you have a certain kind of perception you know?
Yeah.
So, and then it's, I'm always curious about anything. I have a very open mind.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm not a closed mind person. I'm very open to all kinds of things. Cause I think when you stop learning, you might as well just go crawl up on a couch and watch Netflix and eat chips until it's over.
I don't disagree with you, but I think it's, you have to really understand it. Remember, Doris, just like we live in a world that's really ruled by big food, we live in a world that's ruled by big pharma, and we are constantly bombarded by propaganda associated with big pharma. So because this is a natural medicine that they cannot patent, that you do not have to be on for the rest of your life, it's a big threat to their business model. So you're not going to hear about it. It's not going to come into the mainstream. And you're going to hear about it from other people that have worked with practitioners and medicine men and women who really know how to do this. Because it's not something, just like, you know, anything else. You don't just jump in.
Yeah. Is it something that you say every other day for 8 weeks, and then what, do you titrate down?
No. Then you have to like, you know, check in with yourself and say, do I need this anymore? And I found for me after 8 weeks, I was like, you know what? I really like what this is doing for me. I really like how I'm showing up in the world. And I had a check in with Jamie from La Luna Soul, who's a medicine woman and shaman. And, you know, I said, but I think that there's still a little bit more. So I actually extended it for 2 more weeks. And you just get to this point where you just have this innate intelligence where you're just like, I'm okay. I'm good. I don't need it anymore. Like, you know me, I used to love my wine.
Yeah.
I don't even love my wine anymore. I'm like, don't even care.
Don't make me give up the Carol Collins.
I don't even need alcohol. Like, I don't.
Are you telling me that I have to give up the Carol Collins?
Abso-freaking-lutely not.
Not the Carol Collins.
I will have a Carol Collins with you.
Here's the deal. It's just, do you want to know what a Carol Collins is?
It's a martini.
It's a martini. I don't drink. You know that.
Well, you do now.
Well, now I drink. I don't drink. I just don't drink because my body doesn't process alcohol the same way. I lose a day if I drink. I have to be willing to lose the next day if I drink.
Who wants to do that?
No, because I don't want to nurse that shit, right?
No, I wouldn't either.
But when we go to this hotel down in Florida.
That's because you don't do anything. You're like Brian. You don't do anything in moderation.
No, I'm an all or nothing.
You are all or nothing.
Listen, if I'm going to drink, I'm going to get drunk. If I'm going to gamble, I'm going to go out broke or with a ton of money. If I'm going to, you know, whatever.
Go big or go home.
That's it. That's what I, moderation to me is like boring.
Oh my God, you sound like Brian. It's all or nothing with me.
But I have learned that nothing's okay. So there's a difference. That comes with age.
What do you mean?
That doesn't come with wisdom. Well, because if you're all or nothing, it's like I'm either going to drink till excess and put a lampshade on my head or not. And I'm okay with not.
Yeah, I'm at that place now too.
Yeah.
That took me
60 years to get to that place.
Enough about, so the psilocybin is how I love the mushroom, and I think it goes so much deeper, and we don't have enough time, but it's this really, I keep using this word, but it's a sacred ingredient because it has so much consciousness for humanity. And it's mental and it's physical and it's with sickness and it's with physical sickness and mental sickness. It's really a powerful ingredient. But I think it's really important that we talk about.
Do you think,
your experience,
just out of curiosity, no, I like to listen to other people's experiences. Do you think if somebody that is suffering from some sort of anxiety or depression that's taking, like, you know, any of those kind of like mood enhancement
type
things.
Most of the country is.
Well, they are. I'm not. I take Synthroid.
Okay.
And I take HRT. I take hormone replacement therapy.
Okay. Listen, whatever works.
PS, by the way. My mom still takes it. She's 82 with HRT. But that being said, do you think that could be something that they could try? Because I think sometimes people are so scared because that pill has become such a safe, it's almost like a seatbelt in a car. When they take that pill, Xanax or I don't know, what are the other names?
I would ask you this. I would say.
No, don't ask me anything because I don't take it, but.
But I would say to somebody,
I have a lot of friends.
I would say, is that really working for you? Is that Xanax really working for you?
Or
is it a short-term Band-Aid?
I think what happens with people that take these kind of things is because they were spiraling so bad that this at least stops the spiral.
And I've been there. I've been there. And for me, it was just like, no, this isn't it. Trust me, no one has spiraled more than me. And it's like, you know.
No, all I'm saying is, all I'm saying is this. This is
you have to want a different.
Of course you have to want it. Like I used to smoke cigarettes.
Oh my gosh.
Not even gonna lie. Used to love them. I used to.
Well, doctors used to say that they were safe.
It doesn't matter.
Kidding.
Listen, when you grow up at my age, everybody smoked cigarettes. They had the hot chick, and I smoked Virginia Slims. And did you ever see the guy that smoked the Marlboro Man?
Mm-hmm.
He was hot. And it was a thing. So, but I just didn't want to smoke anymore. So mentally, your mind can do anything it wants
totally
to do.
Totally agree.
No damage, not damage, whatever you put your mind to. I just like stopped. And people are like, how did you just stop? I said, I just stopped. I just put them down.
Yeah, I remember
that.
But
I mean, but everybody, every one of my friends, everybody smoked. Everybody smoked. And now I wouldn't go back to smoking because that shit's so expensive. But I did enjoy it. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed having a cigarette after I ate. If I had a Carol Collins, a nice cigarette was great. But
I shouldn't tell you this, but apparently
they don't actually
cause
cancer.
There's a lot of data on the nicotine receptor.
Yeah.
And how it is actually really in the proper amounts, actually really good for your nervous system because it promotes cellular regeneration.
Okay, so
I'm not saying that smoking is good. Okay,
so
please don't misinterpret
me. Pack a cigarette. No, here's the difference. Okay, so let's talk about that. Cigarettes back then versus cigarettes today. So cigarettes back then. Oh God, I'm not promoting cigarettes, so please don't like. Give me shit on this one. Cigarettes back then did not have the addictive chemicals, the anti-burning chemicals. I believe, and I could be wrong, I haven't kept up on it in years, but I think a cigarette has 68 different chemicals that keep you addicted to it, that stop the burn, all of these things that, and it's really the chemicals that they put
in
the cigarette. Want
to know something? So does our food today.
Well, I know the food does, but here's the deal. If people that used to smoke back then, you were smoking tobacco.
Right.
Right. So it was a nicotine response. Like
and you
that,
have a nicotine receptor, just
yeah,
like you have an endocannabinoid receptor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as soon as you smoked a cigarette in the morning, you went and took a crap. It like, got your body
what you're saying is the
rolling,
constipation
you know?
Wasn't the issue that it is today with all of our messed up microbiomes from birth control?
Yeah, well... Yes.
Well, we have to keep going because
where did we go on this podcast?
No. We need to talk a little bit more about mushrooms.
Let's talk about mushrooms.
Your experience with them and why we landed and why we have this amazing new product, which is our Super Spray Serum, which I've gone through 3 bottles of, and it's basically the only skincare product that I use now. This and the regular serum together, that's it.
Which
this
we just got back
so
in stock, by the way.
Good.
The regular mushroom serum.
Oh, I love it.
So the reason why I became like a mushroom addict is because it's a very, very interesting thing. Years ago, this was about 17 or 18 years ago, I was working with a company that was going on QVC. It was a hair care company. And they were asking, I was actually working with the creator. They had never been on air before. And I was helping to train them how to demonstrate on air, how to talk on air, like how to talk about your products and the benefit. It's an art and it's something that you develop over the years, and they had asked me if I could work with them. So the guy that ran the company, not the guy that went on air, and I'm not going to give out any names or anything, but I will tell you his name is Daniel. And he was a great guy, really, really lovely guy, super smart, like knew all things about like his hair business. I enjoyed like really, you know, talking to him and everything. And like I said, this is about 18, 19 years ago. And then I proceed to hear his story. He starts telling me, goes, yeah, that he had stage 4 Hodgkin's disease, went on a clinical trial, nothing was working, and they put him on hospice. And he was in his late 20s.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So he was basically going to die. He was going to die. He was literally looking at death's door, getting his shit in order.
In his late
28, 20s. 28 years old. And had battled lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma. for several years, and it just, you know, wasn't working. So what happened was he started taking this mushroom blend. He was on no more chemo, no more. He was done, just done, you know, done. And he started taking this autoimmune cocktail, Japanese. It was reishi, chaga, lion's mane. These mushrooms, all Japanese. Guy's fine.
Well, because you told me this, and I find this fascinating. In Japan, the mushrooms are the first line of defense. Absolutely. Against cancer.
Yeah.
They're what they go to first, right?
First, yeah.
And chemo is last. Because chemo, the real truth, again, this is hard for people to hear, but chemo is actually designed to kill tissue. They just hope that it kills the cancer before it kills
both.
The person.
It kills
healthy tissue and
sick. That's why anyone that's going through chemotherapy, you really can't have a cold or anything around them,
right.
That because
they're immunocompromised.
They have no immune system. So what the mushrooms do is just build up such a strong. So it's interesting because there's been a lot of studies and stuff like that, some of the studies that I've read, and I have a tendency to believe these myself, and like I said, this is all just personal. Please don't, whatever you believe your.
And that's good. We're good with it all.
Is that cancer actually is in every one of us. Like, the cancer cells exist, but our immune systems are really strong and keep it at bay. Mm-hmm. And when we get stress, when we get bad food, when we let ourselves go, when certain things happen in our lives, our immune systems can go out of whack. And when they're like these little soldiers, which are part of the cellular, the macrophages and all these things in our cells that do all of these things, they kind of like these little warriors, the mitochondria, they all like in these cells, and they keep these shitty little cells at bay. Like, they say, no, you're a bad cell. That's why cancer is called the silent killer, because what cancer does, cancer's a tricky little bastard, right? So say that here's my finger, and then this is a regular cell and this is a cancer cell. Cancer goes in and says, look at me, I'm a little finger like you are. You don't need to
attack
fight
me.
You don't need to do anything to me. That's why cancer is called the great imitator. So you don't need to do anything because I'm you. I'm a finger and I'm supposed to be here. So this guy goes, oh, okay, I recognize you. You're a little finger. I love you, little finger. I'm not going to fight you. This guy brings two. This guy brings three. Still, oh, you're a finger. Oh, you're good. I like you. You're not different. You're not a bad guy. 4, 5. Now, all of a sudden, he's sitting here, and then he rears his ugly head like this, and he goes,
just kidding.
Holy shit. That's what cancer is. So, and that's why most of the time people don't really realize they have cancer until their symptomatology, which means they have some sort of symptoms, that kind of thing.
And by then it's late.
By then it's aggressive. But what happened with my friend Daniel was he started on this mushroom regimen, and he's alive and well and still running that company, PS, and by the way, 20 years later.
So his immune system was obviously,
compromised.
Again, recalibrated, though, strengthened. Mm-hmm. And there's so many ways that you can do that. But if you could summarize mushrooms in one sentence, what would you say they are?
I just really think that they're the world's smartest ingredient.
And
Reishi is known as the mushroom of immortality. So it doesn't mean that you're going to be immortal, but it has such amazing benefits to Reishi.
Pro-aging.
Pro-aging, cellular renewal, cellular turnover, microbiome, gets into the cellular network. So that's when I got cancer, or was diagnosed with cancer. Probably when I was smoking.
No,
I probably was. I'm kidding.
You shared, though, that it came from x-rays.
I know
when you were a chiropractor, you were giving x-rays.
And I did things that I wasn't supposed to.
Did you have any symptoms?
I had, it was growing in my neck. It was like this big.
So you could see it?
Yeah.
Did you have any other physical symptoms then?
No, not one. Not one. It was, the reason, interesting, is that it was only in one lobe. The other lobe was perfectly pink and fine and working. The doctor almost didn't take it out. But if one cell from this guy, and that's what happens with cancer, it's why tricky little bastard, One cell would have got out, I would have died. Nobody lives 5 years. No one's lived past 5 years with the cancer that I had. Wow. So they removed it. That's and amazing. I plowed myself with mushrooms. Like, literally, I was a mushroom pizza. Like, I ate so many mushrooms.
You could eat them, too, in their raw form.
Well, I did eat them. Well, yeah. No, I got dried mushrooms. You know what's really interesting? I would sprinkle them on my food, salt. And I ate them, and...
In layman's terms, right, if I'm understanding this correctly, so what they were doing is strengthening your immune system so that it could fight what it needed to fight.
So when these guys went... this guy goes, really? F off.
Okay, that's a very good analogy. It makes a lot of sense.
That's what cancer is. It's so most people go, I got cancer. How did I get it? Why did I get it? I don't know how I got cancer.
Nobody does.
We all have cancer within us.
Right.
We all have good... Listen,
it's just the trauma, the chemicals.
Yeah, let's figure. We put in food, we poop, we all have waste. And it's whether or not our cells and our bodies are strong enough to eliminate the waste. And what happens when our bodies become clogged and traumatic and all that other stuff, those cells go, a cancer cell is just a haywire cell. A cancer cell is a cell that was normally doing it like a heart muscle cell or a liver cell, and then it just becomes haywire.
You know what I'm doing next week?
What are you doing?
A parasite cleanse.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Do you want to know something? It's so funny that people do parasite cleanses now. Not that it's funny. Do you know when we were growing up, this is really too much information. They used to do that to all the kids. They used to worm all the kids.
Well, it's smart because I don't know why we pretend in the United States that we don't have parasites because we do. We've got tons of them.
Well,
we
just pretend like it's a third world country problem. If you have an animal in your house, you've got a parasite.
Exactly. So
because they shut off, they shut off. But most of the time, P.S. and by the way, a lot of times, so we don't go like so crazy down holes, but with the parasites and stuff like that that you pick up from animals that live in your house and stuff like that, because you do, because there's little spore sites, these little...
Yeah, they can live in the digestive tract and they can cause problems.
But a lot of times our digestive tract, the acids in our digestive tract will kill them off. So it's not like everybody needs to go deworm themselves.
No, but you need to get there's mucoid plaques and there's heavy metals that can reside in the digestive tract and the parasites can live in there. Anyway... That's my rabbit hole.
That is another podcast.
Let's talk about this new spray serum because by the time this airs, this will have launched. And I've been talking about this so much to anybody that will listen because I think it's such an amazing product. And I, honestly, it's not often that I have that reaction, right? It's not often I'm like, oh my God, I've used three already since it launched. It's
I've never even allowed to present this ever on air.
I love
this. This will only be Lee's
product.
Because
this is the analogy that I often think about with this. It's like when you have a sponge that's brand new and it's dry, and then you try to put water on it, what do you have to do? You have to just stand there for a minute.
Yeah, you have to
before
prep it.
You have to
kind of massage it in there.
Yes. So I have found the same analogy to be true by using this in my skincare routine. So what it is a spray serum that's got the same amazing technology and mushrooms that are in our regular serum, our hyaluronic serum, but now you're getting it in this incredible mist. Oh my God, the mist. Can we talk about the mist for a minute?
The whole packaging in this thing too is great because the mister is the perfect amount. It doesn't squirt in your face.
Right.
Gives you
it's
this
very
light.
Gentle, fine.
So if you love our original reishi mushroom serum, which literally
is sold
out. We just got it back in and it's sold out every single time we've had it because it's so powerful. I cannot live without that serum.
I know. That's how I feel about this too. As much as I love the regular serum,
that's changed my skin.
Is as much as I love this too because I use this first.
This is
and then I put my skincare on top
of it.
So my skin is prepped and it's ready and it's so much more hydrated. I'm not getting the dry patches. I'm not getting the flakiness. I'm not getting the skin that feels like it's one size too small. And it's all thanks to this product. It's really different. There's no one else that has this out there right now. You can use it by itself. You can use it. I like to use it on clean, dry skin. And then I put my serum on top of it. You can use this over makeup if you want. Like my babysitter loves to use this all the time. She sprays it on throughout
makeup,
the day.
Yeah, as a makeup setter.
Yep.
The reason why the aerated version of the serum is so much better is because the molecule is so much smaller, which means that it can actually get into the skin easier versus like the heavy hyaluronic.
Right, it's not that our serum's heavy on top of
but
it.
But it takes a hot minute for that hyaluronic. This right here, you're dousing throughout the day.
This also has eucalyptus. Yep. It's like a spa experience. I mean, it's really awesome because there's nothing else like it on the market. So I can't wait for you to try this. I've been talking about it forever. It's finally launched. I know I could talk about it for another hour.
So tell everybody else what else is in it.
I mean, it's got, there's the ingredient list. So it's got willow bark extract, which detoxifies. It's got vitamin B, which is amazing. There's, of course, the reishi mushroom. I'm actually going to look at this because there's so many. There's peptides in here. Yep. There's caffeine extract, yep. Firm. There's Indian gooseberry extract. It's an incredible product. I wouldn't have used three bottles of it if it wasn't. But we also have something else launching next week, which I know you are really excited about.
All right. So
drum roll.
Yes. All right. So this is a new product. It's a little bit different. I'm excited about it because I'm the type of person that needs a product like this. And this is our brand new Instatight.
Instatight firming eye gel.
So what this is for my dolls that have bags underneath their eye that aren't designer, that have etched lines, crow's feet, deep lines, 11s, nasolabial fold, forehead lines. I know it says under eye, but quite honestly, it goes wherever the lines are. So there are a lot of different products on the market from a lot of different companies that are like these instant firming products, okay? So I want it, and people like them. If you like them, you'll love this. If it's something that you haven't tried, you can try it. If it's a product that you don't like that instant firm, tight feeling in your face, then you won't love it. So you know I like to manage what products are and expectations, but I wanted to do it in a clean way.
Which I think is huge because no one's doing it.
So no one's doing this clean. Like they're doing it with chemicals and you see like... gosh, they're everywhere. You see them like on infomercials and all this other stuff, and you see the clock and the stuff gets tight. That's what this is. We use an 11% silicate that's in here, 11%. So that means it's incredibly potent. It works. It's effective. You're going to see the results. But if you're a person
that has... Look at what else is in there.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff in here. There's peptides in here. It's
niacinamide, so it's not super drying.
Yes, there's all those good for you ingredients because the longer you can have a muscle relax without tightening, long run slows that rubber band effect down. Okay, so if you're a person
that makes so much sense.
Yeah, if you're a person that thought like, well, I'd like to get Botox, but I'm scared of it. I don't want to shoot a biotoxin in my face, but I have these wrinkles. What do I do? This would be a great alternative. Now, is it going to make your face tight? Yep, it's going to do that. Is it going to get rid of those lines and wrinkles? Yep, it's going to do that. You'll use a powdered foundation, not a water-based foundation, I say powdered foundation, and of course we have a great powdered foundation.
That award-winning powdered foundation.
New Beauty magazine. So it looks nice and clear like this. That's all you need, this tiny bit.
That's all you need to do, just be clear. So that's... under eyes?
Well, I'm going to say you need half of that. So I'm going to say you're going to take...
Like a pea size?
Yeah, start with a pea size amount. So your fingers like that. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take it with you and you're going to massage it. You're going to massage it underneath that under eye. Not like this light little painted area.
Like with pressure, firm.
Yeah, you're going to massage it underneath that under eye and then you're just going to look forward, look still. I have a hand fan that I like to use and I just go like this with the hand fan. So within 30 seconds, it's like setting and doing its job. You can use a cool setting on a hair dryer if you want to make it work faster, but within 60 seconds, literally this whole entire air will be smooth. But no, of course, in Dial 10 fashion that we don't do, it's just like, hey, it's pullulin. Pullulin is the ingredient that normally tightens everything. So we use it. There's a tiny bit of pullulin in there, but there's more of a silicate in there. And like I said, at 11%. So that's a nice hefty volume to put in there. But giving you those long-term benefits that are actually going to work on the skin. This isn't just about tightening. This is about future, long-term.
So you're relaxing it yeah. in the immediate, but over time.
Over time, yeah. you're going to notice those benefits. So you'll see it within 30, I'm going to say about 45 seconds, it really starts to dry. But if you're the type of person, like, I just want to put it on when you get out the door, use a hand fan. I have those hands. I bought them off of HSN. They were like a today special, and they were like $2 for $29, those little hand fans.
And you just fan it just like that?
No, it's a little blow fan.
Oh, yeah, you gave me one.
Yeah, the little blow fan. But there's a cool setting on your hair dryer. Everybody has a hair dryer. There's a cool setting. Hit the cool shot and just close your eyes. Don't do this because however your facial expression is how it's going to stay. So if you do this, that's what's going to happen. So you're just going to look ahead. You're going to relax. Just blow it like that within 30 seconds. Like, this is already dry. It's like
look
already
at that.
Dry. Yeah.
Wow. Look at how smooth.
Yeah. So this is more of a product for me, not for
that.
You.
I got wrinkles. Who are you kidding?
Oh, please. I wish I had as many wrinkles
my
as you
under
had.
Eye area is just a wreck. It's so crepey and wrinkly.
This is not.
So I'm going to have to.
No, look how.
Look how smooth.
Yeah. So if you have pores, you know, and then you can use the TCE powdered foundation over top, because typically what happens, this creates a seal on the skin, like it seals. And when we talk about sealing on the skin, if you put something that's oily or wet over top, it's going to break the seal, right? Okay. So a powdered foundation typically goes right over top of it. And if you really want to be real honest, you can mix a little bit of your concealer in there with it and then just put it on. It just won't be as effective without it.
So question,
did that just make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
And question for you.
Ask me
so,
too.
When you're using this, when do you want to use this? Like, you're applying it clean, dry skin.
Okay. Clean, dry skin. So let your skincare really sink in.
Okay.
Or I'm the type of person, I know you guys all, I do things so ass backwards. I wash my skin now at night. Yes, don't fall off your chair. Because of the clay cleanser, I love it so much. If you wash your face at night, and then I have really dry skin. I don't have any kind of pimple prone skin or any of that stuff.
So you like to load on the hydration.
I load on the hydration because then in the morning, what I do is then it's there. I just rinse my face with cold water.
Okay, tighten up those pores.
Yep, it tightens up the pores, and then I go. Like, I'm not like doing a whole ton of shit in the morning.
Okay.
Because it can interrupt and I don't want to wait for it to dry and whatever. But that's what I would do. That's okay. What I would tell you. If you want a really cool, easy regimen, wash your face at night, load up your skincare, go to sleep, let it go to work while your pores. So your pores do this thing at night, right? Like your pores know it's nighttime. Okay. Like about 9, 10 o'clock, they start to relax. By 4 a.m., they really relax, and then they can let the water out a little bit. So you have to be careful about 4 a.m.
Is that why when you have to wake up really early, your skin looks extra textured?
Yep. Because it's let the water out. So that's why I load, particularly ingredients. So there's multiple different kinds of hyaluronic acid, not just one. If you look at some of our products have multiple hyaluronic acids, you'll read them, it'll say sodium hyaluronate, this kind of hyaluronate. There's like multiple ones because they hit your skin at different times and different levels. So that's why you'll always be hydrated. And when you wake up in the morning, splash with cold water, let it dry, let it sit, and then you put it on, and it will. When I tell you, look
at how smooth it is.
Yeah,
my hand is so smooth too.
So the thing is, it might be a bit of a learning curve for you if you're not someone that's used to using it. If you're somebody that's used to using it, there will be no learning curve. You'll do like that nice massage into the eye area, wherever, and let it set. but it's pretty cool.
So by the time this airs, this is going to have launched. I have a feeling it's going to fly quickly. I think you're also launching it on HSN.
Not till the end of the month on HSN.
So because of the nature of this product, it's made in really small batches. So
it's
we
different.
Can't get a lot at a time.
Yeah, it's just different. It's a different way of something right now that it's
an alternative to Botox.
Well, yeah, and people
different, of course.
People
right?
kept asking me. They're like, "Oh, I really like that, but it goes. I don't like the feeling. I really like that. I just, I pay attention to the ingredients that I put on my face, and being a clean beauty brand, it takes a hot minute to make things that are really effective.
Oh yeah, it does.
That when you put on your skin, you can be you can trust it, right? Like, because it's, we're certified clean. Okay, so that's you know, when you talk about certified clean, you know, we're the QVC, HSN, we adhere to Sephora's clean list.
Yeah, and what
list,
that means for you is there's 11 ingredients that are banned in America for use in cosmetics. You know how many we don't use? 1,300. So there's some context for what that means.
Yeah, so
it's harder to make formulas.
Yeah, but it's so much better for you that are really good. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that was a problem with everybody. Like, you can get, it was like makeup you could get that was like natural or clean wasn't even like a cool thing when we started this brand. It wasn't like a big thing, but
it's not something you wanted to compromise on,
right? I know, but the stuff wasn't great.
It just means it's harder. It's a lot harder.
Yeah, it takes a hot minute
to get to the formula, but it's so much worth it in the long run, right?
Definitely not easy.
I hate to end us abruptly, but we actually have to go into a PD meeting.
I do have to work now.
Yeah.
Shit. I like working.
So this is a wrap on episode 4.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Good Lord knows where this one went. This is a must-watch.
We love feedback. So if you could leave, YouTube is a great place. We put the podcast on YouTube every week. So go ahead and leave your comments, leave your feedback. If there's anything that you want us to talk about more, anything good, bad, ugly, you leave it in those comments because we read them all.
We are not shy to go there.
And we can take all kinds of feedback.
Yeah,
so
we take the comments. Let us know.
We appreciate you being here. Appreciate you being a part of the community, the Doll Squad, even though I messed up the name at the beginning.
That's okay.
And are you on air at all this weekend? No, it's Easter.
It's Easter.
Happy Easter.
I got Easter eggs that are all filled with things. Stuffed animals, cars, all kinds of stuff.
Do you bring them over to their house and you hide them?
I'm not going to see Easton for Easter. I'm going home for Easter.
Are you going to your
mom? And the kids have a wedding to go to.
Oh,
So one of Devin's childhood friends, we call him Peanut. He's not Peanut anymore, but Peanut's getting married this weekend. So they'll be away for the weekend.
Okay.
Which is fine. Just fine, but I got the basket.
Yeah,
I'll probably
see him Monday. Probably.
Yeah, I don't like to really drop it off. I like the mom and dad to give the Easter things for. I don't want to be like coming in first.
Well, I'm sure they appreciate that. I would.
I like to be somewhat thoughtful. Not all the time. I don't always like to be thoughtful.
All right, dolls, that's a wrap. We will see you when we see you. Might not be next week, but it'll be soon.
We'll make it happen.
Thanks for being here.